Welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong. Usually we're in the same studio, but today we're doing the program remotely via Zoom. I'm here with Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I'm doing okay. And that's the main thing. And I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. No, I hate to admit it, but I am in isolation today. So anyone who has tested positive for COVID knows what I'm talking about. And so I'm the bottom line is, but I'm actually on medication. I'm pretty much symptom free at this point and feeling pretty good. So no problems with that. But anyway, I know that, I wanted to at least mention the fact that the 4th of July, Independence Day, is just around the corner. And, quite frankly, for most of us, it's more than just a long weekend. And I know my folks in the office are looking forward to it because we will be closed Thursday and Friday. So it will be an exceptionally long weekend for folks. But the fact is that when we think about celebrating our independence as a country, that's a pretty darn important day, if you think about it. I mean, it is something to celebrate, but you also have to think, at least from my perspective, because you know how much I like history and how important it is. The fact is that what are we independent from? We fought for the independence so that we could govern ourselves and that we found our independence from a despot. From a king who basically was not confined to laws, obviously I'm a lawyer. I do believe in the rule of law. I think how important the rule of law is in this country and free and fair elections and the fact that we all can participate. It is disappointing that more of us don't participate in elections, but respecting the results that's important. But the fact is that our forefathers had to fight and to risk everything simply for that freedom. And since that time, our military and our, and of course, being a veteran, I'm very honored to be a brother, if you will, to my other brothers and sisters who have served and fought and died in some instances, in a lot of instances, unfortunately. And what's it for? It's to preserve that freedom that was won back in the 1700s. And so, our Independence Day is a day to celebrate, and it's one that all of us should be proud of our forefathers and what they did to make this country what it is, the greatest country on earth, no question about it. And it's why everybody wants to be here, and you can't blame them. That the fact is, except for the small percentage of folks who are Native Americans, where all of us got here looking for a better life. Our forefathers did. And that's important for us to keep in mind, too. So anyway, I guess I've had my say and probably said too much. But the bottom line is, I hope all of us enjoy this long weekend and that we can at least at some point stop and think about what we have as a country.
That's very well said, Bill, and I always appreciate your perspective because, as you said earlier, you are a bit of a history buff, and you've served your country, and you've also been an elected official. You have just this this very unique perspective that I think we all might benefit from if we did take a beat every now and then to appreciate just how lucky we are.
No question about it. Well, anyway, this morning I want to talk, and you know, there'll be folks who tune me out, I'm sure, for good reason. But I want to talk about something that is extraordinarily important to folks, and for a lot of seniors, it's too late. But even for those of us who it's too late, we have children and grandchildren, and we, you know, hopefully our children and grandchildren might listen to us occasionally if we're lucky. And to the degree if it's too late for us, then we can influence our children and grandchildren to do what we know they should do. And so I'm really talking about how do we pay for long-term care. And of course, as you know, we sponsor a webinar every month about Medicaid and what it can pay for, and any of the other programs that are available to veterans and non-veterans when it comes to getting help financially for long-term care costs. And what so many folks don't realize is that as expensive as our health insurance is, and it doesn't matter whether we are a senior on Medicare or whether we are working or younger, but the bottom line is that health insurance is darn expensive for all of us, each and every one of us. And what so many folks don't realize is that our health insurance and Medicare pays little to nothing for long-term care. In fact, when we talk about Medicare and what it does for long-term care expenses, it pays for a small exception in terms for after a hospitalization for rehab and under a doctor's supervision. But the fact is that, and it's sad, but our healthcare system and our health insurance coverage is for acute care. In other words, if you break your arm, yeah, you can go to the hospital, they'll fix it, and your insurance will pay for most of it. If you have a heart attack or a stroke, yes, you go to the hospital, it's paid for. That's called acute care. But the fact is, if you have a cognitive issue where you need supervision or you basically need assistance getting up out of bed and getting dressed or preparing meals or any of the things that we call activities of daily living, your health insurance does not pay for it. Medicare does not pay for it. And so it's and the sad part is that the majority of us will need long-term care at some point during our lifetime. And what so many folks don't realize is the fact that, okay, maybe we will only need help with long-term care for a short period of time, maybe only a few years. But the fact is that the cost of long-term care is so high that the out-of-pocket expense for long-term care will exceed our expenses for acute care by a good bit as seniors. So that's the point I'm trying to make. So, most seniors go on Medicare at age 65. And let's just say that because this is actually pretty close, the average folk will live 20 years till 85. Well, there are a lot of folks that'll live longer. There will be some that don't live that long. But let's just use that as our business example, 85. So we got 20 years. Well, the fact is that when we look at the cost of our Medicare premiums plus a Medigap policy to cover all the holes in Medicare, that most seniors are going to be spending just for the insurance $500 or so per month. So with that said, if we're spending $500 a month, that's $6,000, and that doesn't cover things that aren't covered, deductibles, co-pays, and things like that. Now, hopefully our Medigap insurance will cover most of those kinds of things, but there's still out-of-pocket expenses for lots and lots of us, particularly when it comes to medications, depending on what medications we have. But minimally, if people are spending $6,000 a year for 20 years, that's $120,000. Okay. So it's not cheap, right? Okay. So here's the point, is the fact that over half of us will need long-term care. And the cost of long-term care, it de really depends on what we're trying to do. We want to stay at home as long as possible, and we depend oftentimes on our spouse or our family members to help us, particularly in the short term. But sometimes that doesn't work out forever. Assisted living costs in this area tend to be $5,000 to $7,500, and nursing home costs tend to be $8,000 to $12,000 a month. And I'm talking per month. And memory care tends to be $6,000 to $8,000 a month in most of the facilities in this area. And if those numbers sort of get away with you, this is an eye-opening discussion, is what I'm trying to say. So, with that said, I would tell you, while most people do not purchase long-term care insurance, I'm going to tell folks that for most of us, having long-term care insurance is a very, very good idea. If you ask me if I have a long-term care insurance, I have a premium long-term care insurance package for myself and my wife. And quite frankly, I'm so glad that I have it. Do I know for certain that what I have will be enough? No, but I'm glad I have it. If I really go to, is there anybody out there who doesn't need long-term care insurance? The answer is yes, not everybody needs it. But the fact is that the folks who don't need it are the ones who have extraordinarily high income from their normal income sources. Sometimes that's Social Security, pension, rental income, or investment income. And for those folks who have multi-million dollar estates, they have lots of investment income. And yes, they can self-insure. I mean, a lot of those folks have long-term care insurance because they'd rather pass the buck off to an insurance company. But the fact is, they can self-insure. And of course, if their estate is reduced by $500,000, so what? It's only a drop in the bucket for a lot of families. But the majority of us don't fall into that category. And what I'm really getting at is that most folks don't save enough money to pay and don't have enough income to pay for it. So there are a lot of folks who have to depend on other family members or government resources. But then there's a large group of middle class and upper middle class folks that actually have saved, they've done what they need to do, and they know to purchase long-term care insurance. And I would encourage that. And I know we have to take a break, but when we want to come back, and I want to talk about what to look for, when to buy it, what to look for, what to expect in terms of cost, at least now, and alternatives to long-term care insurance.
It's a fascinating discussion because, as you said, this is something that is needed when it comes to long-term care because so much of this is not covered by insurance, not covered by Medicare. And that's why it is so important to make sure that you are prepared. We're going to continue this conversation related to all things long-term care insurance. We're going to continue that conversation in just a bit. I want to remind you that if you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance as well as all things related to a long-term care crisis and the financial costs associated with that, I highly recommend that you attend one of the WG Alexander and Associates free webinars. Next set of webinars is happening on July 10th. These are done the second Wednesday of every month. They are free to attend. There's no cost associated with them. This is a chance for you to learn more about what we're discussing today in further detail. You'll have a chance to ask questions as well. It's a really wonderful event that is happening, and you can register for free to attend by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button, WGALaw.com. There's also a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. Learn more about both of those at WGALaw.com. A short break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Learn more about Bill and WG Alexander and Associates by going to WGALaw.com. WGALaw.com. Learn more about their free webinars. Next set of webinars is just around the corner. Attend on Wednesday, July 10th. If you are interested in learning more about long-term care insurance, which we're discussing today, but long-term care assistance and also Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available for families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more from the fine folks at WG Alexander and Associates. It's in the form of a webinar, so you can attend from the comfort of your own home. Just go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page to learn more and to register for free. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, as I alluded to earlier, we are talking about all things related to long-term care insurance.
Yeah, and I think it's important because I know there will be lots of folks out there and they're thinking, okay, I'm here. We own our home. It's paid for. We've worked all our lives. We have a nice nest egg. Maybe we have a cottage at the beach or the mountains or whatever. But the bottom line is we're doing okay. And right now we're relatively healthy, and I've heard you say that if I need Medicaid in the future, that you can help me get on Medicaid. And the fact is, that's true. But the one of the reasons why it's helpful for folks to actually come to our webinars is because there are most the issue is this: if somebody needs and requires nursing facility care, then Medicaid is a viable option for most families. It is, and we can that's something that we concentrate on in our law practice and help folks with. But here's the issue. How many of you, raise your hands if you do, want to live in a nursing home? Well, we know better than that. Nobody wants to go to a nursing home to the degree that we have cognitive impairment or other limitations, where do we want to live? We want to be at home. We don't, I mean, worst case, we want to live with one of our children, and we really don't want that either. I mean, frankly, we want to be independent. We want to stay in our home as long as possible. And here's the problem, is that government assistance typically is not, most of us will not be eligible for any kind of government assistance at home. Yes, there are folks who are dirt poor that might be eligible, but not all of them are eligible. And there are certain veterans, and that's why we talk about these benefit programs that might be available to not all veterans, but certain veterans can get assistance. But the fact is, the majority of folks out there's no assistance financial whatsoever until or unless you need nursing facility care. So when I go back and say, okay, your children can't do it all, or your spouse can't do it all, so now it means that we're going to have to pay somebody to help take care of us. And when you start paying somebody, typically you're going to be paying $25 to $40 an hour for services for somebody to come in to help you to your home. And if you have, and home care, quite frankly, can be more expensive than going to an assisted living facility and certainly a memory care unit. So what I'm really trying to get at is, yes, our webinar tries to teach folks when they can receive assistance and when they can't receive assistance. And so what you have to realize is, if you're trying your best to stay in a position where you want to be, the likelihood is you're not going to get financial assistance. So if you don't have a significant nest egg, or you don't have the family support, then long-term care is going to be a very expensive proposition. And even over time, family support wanes. We don't have three generations living together anymore. Haven't had for probably 50 years at this point. But the fact is that oftentimes our children and grandchildren don't even live close to us anymore. They live states away. So they're not available to provide care for us. So in essence, we have to provide for ourselves. And none of us want to run out of money and become a financial burden on our children. But, so many people mistakenly believe that if I run out of money, the government's going to take care of my long-term care needs. And there's nothing further from the truth. The fact is that there are very few people whose income is low enough where the government will provide services. In other words, there are income caps that keep the government from providing services. If you're above the poverty level, it's not likely that the government's going to provide services to you at home or even in assisted living or memory care. So what I'm getting at is, we're talking about big bucks. These are expensive propositions. So the truth is that those of us who are not extremely wealthy, I mean, we're well to do, we own a house, we have a nice nest egg, and we have good income, and we can afford long-term care premiums. Well, gosh, we're the ones who need to actually purchase long-term care. And now, here's a bugaboo. What if you're already 65 years old? Can you get it? Yes, you if you're in still in perfect health, and quite frankly, hopefully at 65 you're still in good health, but that doesn't mean you haven't already started having some issues here and there. And if you have issues, then you might get turned down by a long-term care insurance company, or you'll be rated so that your policy is just that much more expensive. So the older you get, the more expensive these policies are. And these policies are not cheap to begin with. They're fairly expensive on a yearly basis. So what I'm telling folks today is that folks who are in their 40s should start thinking about it. Now, okay, late 40s, early 50s, those are really the best times to acquire a long-term care insurance policy. If you work for a company with a group policy and should you take it when you're 20 years old? The answer is probably yes, because it's going to be dirt cheap. And that dirt cheap policy is going to continue on while you're with that company. So, but the point is that you got to get it while you're still in good health. And as we age, oftentimes we get surprises that we wish we didn't have as it relates to our health. And so you got to get long-term care insurance while you're still perfectly healthy. I had one friend turn down for long-term care insurance simply because she had a bad knee. And boy, was she mad. It was like, I can replace my knee. What are they talking about? But they turned her down. And so I'm just simply saying that depending on the company, they can turn you down for, the minor things. And it's important to get it when you can get it.
You don't want to make any assumptions that are going to set you back. And, it's funny how many topics we discuss on this program that often come down to timing. And that's why I think today's episode is so important, because we're discussing something, a field that, most people are pretty unknowledgeable about, because long-term care insurance isn't something that tends to come into everyday conversation. But having this conversation is important, and also knowing more about long-term care in general is critical as well. That's why I'm encouraging those who haven't attended one of the WG Alexander and Associates free webinars, in particular the long-term care assistance webinar, to do so. You can do that relatively soon, as the next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, July 10th. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. There you can register for that upcoming webinar. It's free to do so. There's no cost associated with this. That webinar covers Medicaid, VA benefits, basically everything you need to know about middle-class families getting government assistance when it comes to long-term care and a long-term care crisis. There's also a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. That's happening in the afternoon on Wednesday, July 10th. Again, free to attend, no cost associated with this, and you can attend from the comfort of your own home. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button at the top of the page, or call 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. Quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney. It's also where you can go to register for the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars happening on Wednesday, July 10th. They do these the second Wednesday of every month. Learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, as well as asset protection and trust planning. Free to attend. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on that seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, who's participating remotely today, playing hurt a little bit. We appreciate you, Bill, for still being on with us to talk about long-term care insurance. And you've sort of outlined earlier how having this insurance provides more flexibility in terms of our desires to be want to be able to stay at home. And also, you gave us some tips on timing. You know, late 40s, early 50s is when we should start really getting some more information about this type of insurance.
Well, there's a number of factors that you can look at when you're okay. So you're healthy, you want to look at long-term care. What do you look at? Well, one of the things that you want to at least have a perspective on is how much monthly income will I have in retirement? How much Social Security, how much pension? Will I have rental income? Will I have investment income? How much income will I have? Because that's a factor. The more income you know you have, the less long-term care insurance you might need in terms of a daily amount. But I would recommend for most folks, even if you have pretty darn good income, is that a minimum amount of long-term care is today, I would say $250 a day. And you'd say, okay, well, for a month, that means I would have $7,500. And I say that because we're not talking necessarily about what you would pay today. We're talking about what's it going to cost 20 years from now. You know, if we're 50 years old, we may not need it until we're 80. So that's 30 years from now. So the point is, you need to start with a number that's a little bit higher than what you think you need. And then you need to throw in an inflation rider, which all the policies will have. And so, and of course, there's several different that you can choose. One is a 5% compound inflation. That's the best, but it's also going to increase your premium a little bit. Or 5% simple interest. That's pretty good too. Or another, oftentimes it's 3% or 2.5%, either compounded or simple. And as a minimum inflation rider, you should have 3%. And obviously I would prefer compound. But for those who can afford it, 5% is better because health costs tend to go up more than the cost of living. So, you know, it's a factor to consider. So the bottom line is then you question, well, how many years do we want it to apply for? I would say a minimum, again, if you can afford it, a minimum should be 3 years. 4 years is better. But now that doesn't mean that your policy would stop at 4 years if you've not used the maximum daily benefit for the 4 years, because it's actually a dollar amount as opposed to 4 years versus 3 years or the like. So that's important. Another factor is the elimination period, because some will even allow you no elimination period, but that then again, you're going to pay out the yang for that. 30, 60, 90, 120 days for elimination. So in essence, you're agreeing to pay for your long-term care during that elimination period before your insurance picks up. For most people, 90 days is an appropriate elimination period. It certainly makes your premiums more reasonable. And it's a reasonable elimination period that most of us can afford the long-term care for those 3 months. And oftentimes you'll have other sources that may pay for it as well. So because during that period of time, Medicare may pay for some of it. Or our hospital insurance might pay for it while we're in the hospital or in the rehab and that sort of thing. So, all of those factors go into the long-term care, a traditional long-term care insurance policy. Now, you can have addition, there are a bunch of other riders. Some folks will say, well, I don't want to spend all that much money and I'll never need it. That's the optimist view. Well, you can add a rider called return of premium. So if you don't ever need it, you get all your premiums back. And that's a traditional policy. So the daily amount's important that you start with. And obviously, if you start with a higher number, sometimes you can start with a higher number and go with a 3% inflation rider rather than a 5% and still feel comfortable. So, and then the elimination period is another biggie. Obviously, you always want to go with a well-established insurance company. You don't want to go with fly by night because, again, just like in life insurance, you want a company that's going to be around 30 years from now. So that's pretty darn important. I know we need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the alternatives that folks can look at for long-term care without going to a traditional long-term care policy.
Excellent. We will dive further into this discussion. Reminder, if you are interested in attending one of the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars, those are happening on Wednesday, July 10th. These are done the second Wednesday of every month. We've talked a lot about long-term care insurance today and how important that is for those who, Bill said, half of us are going to experience a long-term care crisis. So making sure that you are covered in that regard is important. And a full discussion related to long-term care is done at the webinars. If you are interested in learning more about long-term care assistance, financial assistance for those who are dealing with a long-term care crisis, or maybe it's just something that, boy, you want to make sure that you're prepared for, you can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. You can register to attend the webinar happening on Wednesday, July 10th. It's free to do so. There's no cost associated with this. It's very helpful because there is so much misinformation related to these topics, such as Medicaid, that's discussed in depth. VA benefits, that's also discussed in depth. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more or call 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to wgalaw.com to learn more about Bill and WG Alexander and Associates. Also, their free webinars. You can learn more about long-term care assistance, asset protection, and trust planning with their free webinars. Go to wgalaw.com to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. We are doing this show remotely today. Bill's joining us via Zoom as we are talking about all things related to long-term care insurance. And Bill, just before the break, we mentioned that we want to get into some alternatives to long-term care insurance.
No question about it. I mean, the fact is that not everyone is convinced that a traditional long-term care policy is the way to go. And there are alternatives that can work for folks, but you have to understand if you don't have long-term care insurance, then when you have a long-term care crisis, you are in a self-pay mode. Now, for those who need nursing care, we'll get you on Medicaid. Just come to us. We'll take care of it. But For those of us who want to be at home or are unfortunate enough to have to go to assisted living or memory care, there are very few folks that can qualify for assistance under those circumstances. All right. So, what are some of the options that, and some of the options other than having family members take care of you or moving in with your children or whatever? One, that might surprise you is life insurance. Now, a traditional life insurance policy, a term policy, is not going to work. So, I'm not really talking about a normal life insurance policies, but there are a number of new policies out there that come with a long-term care rider. And now there are also traditional life insurance policies that cover end-of-life situations where it in essence pays out a death benefit. And that's actually an option on some life insurance policies that can be helpful, but not particularly helpful for most of us needing long-term care. But some of the newer policies actually are designed as a replacement for long-term care insurance. And so it's the kind of thing where I would say, if you're going to do it, you probably should have a policy with a death benefit of at least $300,000. And the way a life insurance policy normally works, there's lots of variety out there, but they will pay a monthly percentage of the death benefit. So, like, 3% or 5%. Well, if you think about it, 5% on $300,000 is $15,000 a month. Now, for every month that they pay you, it reduces the death benefit by that amount. But let's say you took a 3% it rider. Well, on $300,000, it pays $7,500 a month, reducing the death benefit by that amount. Now, obviously, the advantage is you've got long-term care insurance there, and if you don't ever use it, you've got life insurance that's going to be paid to your family. So that now, is this kind of policy more expensive than a normal $300,000 life insurance policy? Yes, of course it is, but it offers some advantages that are absolutely terrific. Now, another alternative that folks find out about, I think, are annuities. Now, I'm not a big advocate for annuities, but sometimes they're appropriate. If now you can have an annuity again with a long-term care rider, where it might pay the monthly amount three times or five times the monthly amount for 2 or 3 years as part of the rider, but again, unless it's a fairly large annuity, again, $200,000 or $300,000, it's probably not going to be a large enough to help you very much with long-term care insurance. So this is where you really need to get with a professional who understands how these policies work and get some really good advice and look at options as to what's in your best interest.
Great advice, and start that as soon as you can, because as we have discussed, planning is the key to all of this and being ahead of the game to make sure that you are not blindsided by a long-term care crisis. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Don't forget you can register for the free WG Alexander and Associates webinars happening on Wednesday, July 10th. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button to register if you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, or asset protection and trust planning. You can also call the office if you're interested in speaking with someone on the phone, 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. That is going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong. Thank you so much for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We hope you'll catch us again next time.